All right, welcome members. Adam plugging in here on the 15th of June, Wednesday night here in Sydney, Australia for the Nightwatch podcast with Adam. Hope you guys are doing fine out there wherever you may be. Very strange times as we move forward into 2022. Everything's up on the website, of course, and thank you as always for your ongoing support. You guys, the members, are the heartbeat of the Crez Files website. I can't keep it up like that without some support, so you guys are awesome. And we continue forward here. Send me an email anytime about anything you wish. And if you have any links or anything interesting you want to send me, or you want me to put something up on the website as an article, you can do that as well through the email on the website. And if you miss some of these podcasts, the Nightwatch ones, just click on that, look at the toolbar at the top of the website. There's a blue members, just bring that down, and all the members stuff is in there anyway. And you can click on the Nightwatch podcast with Adam. And also, if you click on the podcast, you can get podcasts going back to 2015 as a member. And so these podcasts are up on the main page and also in the members area. And you can get in there and have a chat in the chat room. Just log in as a guest user if you will, and if you wish, and leave some links or just have a look at the great info going up in there each day. Everything's attached to the website now as well. We're over on Telegram. There's a great chat going there if you want to head over there. Always plenty going on. Yeah, for sure. I'll just plug through tonight just to have a look at what's in front of me. Anything that sparks my interest, I'll get up here and just cover that. Why not? I'm a bit behind this week and pretty quiet, so not doing too much. And just keeping everything up and doing my best to, you know, keep researching and work out what the hell's going on here, because incredible times indeed. Hope you guys are doing fine. It's just unbelievable, isn't it? There's just so much. There's so much happening that I'd need to be here for a month every night. It's just unbelievable, you know, what is going on here. What's happening now? And you know, we were discussing it a little bit last night that, you know, so many people were tricked by the propaganda and the fear into getting these injections into their bodies. And now they await their manufactured fates. It's not like your normal fate when you're born, I guess, and you live your life. There's when you die or what happens to you, it all seems to be in the palm of your hand, right? But, you know, did our creator prepare for this, where at some point in our lives we were going to get injected with this, because that's just changed the game? And so everybody who has been injected with this venom await their fate, whatever that is. And you know what? A lot of people bullied and intimidated and coerced and threatened and shoved into a corner and poked and prodded. They use massive amounts of propaganda and fear to get them jabbed. And I feel for them, man, you know. But a lot didn't listen, and they were arrogant and rude. They were mocking us, and They're still walking around. They couldn't be happier with their Japs. And I don't know what their fate is, but that's just the way that it is. As we covered last night, you know, now they're starting to come out and tell people that you're going to get cancer and you're basically going to die now. That's what they're telling you in the news. They're coming out and saying that now, that you're going to get all these terrible things now within the coming years. Don't worry, it doesn't have anything to do with the injections we gave you. We'll fact check that, but you're going to get terrible conditions and possibly die anyway. We're just letting you know. I just can't believe that they're telling people that now. I can't believe how quickly the narrative is changing, you know? It's unbelievable how they're normalizing these terrible conditions now with celebrities and things like that. It really is incredible. And what we've been covering here, but they just keep going further and further. It's just so shocking and unbelievable. But we move forward. We move forward. Cheers, folks. I hope you guys are warm and doing okay in these times. The simple things are always the best, aren't they? The things that matter, the important things. And those creature home comforts and little bits and pieces that make up our lives and make our lives special and important to ourselves and those around us, we continue forward. And we keep things simple, but as I always say, we stay well ahead of the game because they're telling us. These fucking maniacs, they write books on this and they're telling you what they're going to do. I will say, looking at some information today, you know, we were very deeply concerned about the WHO pandemic treaty. They were looking at signing us all up, our country, so we lose, when Bill Gates and these maniacs call pandemics, it's out of our hands. There's no government anymore. It's what they say, and this was a big concern, but looking at the information today, it just seems, I can't see it really going. It seems like it's just failing, the pandemic treaty. I'm not saying they're going to go away, but all these countries around the world in Africa, including Australia and the US, they're tearing it to pieces and it looks like it's been whittled down to really nothing at all. So I really highly doubt they're going to get away with that. I think it was a desperate grab for power that even shocked the people within that system or around that system, you know. And it shows me that the system itself is becoming very, very desperate here, you know. And it looks to me like their game is all falling apart. And so it's becoming absurd and obscene and ridiculous. The nonsense is just spectacular. You know, it's outrageous what they're saying, what they're doing, how they're trying to cover their tracks, the lies, the manipulation. And you're looking at the media and you're focusing on it and you're getting angry at it, and I understand that, and I do that as well, but we just have to keep remembering that the media, all of them, all of the mainstream media is just a propaganda wing arm for the system itself. They created the media. So the media is just used as propaganda. The people, the millions of people worldwide and here in Australia that work for the media, that work for this system of evil, well, you know, they have just lost their way very, very badly. And unfortunately, they're driven by ego and ignorance. And they are simply caught up in a system of such great evil that they themselves have no idea about the dark waters that they are in. And, you know, ego is driving their lives, and it's wonderful. They get great pay packets, and they feel 10 feet tall, and they feel like they are above the law, and that they work for these media outlets, and I've got this great job, and all of this. But they're the scum of the earth. They're really they're absolute scum. And it's going to come back and bite them, man. It's going to come back. They're going backwards in this lifetime, not forwards like we are. And they're working for a terrible and evil and corrupt system that is just rotting from the inside out. And eventually they're going to have to jump out of this rotting ship before it sinks down, you know. And we're not going to offer them our hands of support, because I'll never forgive them. I'll never ever forgive the Australian media for what they have done. And the thing is, they don't learn. They're still doing it. And the egocentric worms that work for the Australian media, they're such backstabbers and manipulative, cunning liars that, you know, when push comes to shove, when shit hits the fan, they will tell you that they're going to turn over a new leaf. They will say anything in their little book of lies to get that helping hand. And as soon as you offer your hand to help them, they'll turn around and stab you in the back with a dagger. And then they'll cheat on you. They'll push you under the train to preserve their own lives and do whatever it takes to survive, because they're fucking scum, all of them. On every channel, in every newspaper, all of them, every single one of them in the Australian media are scum. They're the scum of this planet. They are just absolute dog shit. And all of them, every single one of them, there is not one media outlet, there's not one newspaper that I support in this country. None of them. They're just all scum. All the morning breakfast TV shows, all the major news outlets, every channel on every TV channel in this country, and every pretty much every single newspaper, every reporter or columnist, they're all like this. They're just absolute putrid entities, and I can't stand any of them. And they lie for a living, and they're lying liars that lie about lying. And they'll just and you just can never trust them, ever. They're not on our side. They work for a system that is destroying human life. We are smack bang in the middle of absolute genocide right now. This is a culling. This is like where they're going to honestly cull half the planet and even beyond that, even more. They're admitting it. I played the videos of the CEO of Pfizer. They're up there laughing about it. And the media and the people that work for the media are helping this to happen. Butchering men, women and children, elderly people, babies. The destruction is so beyond belief that it just, it's staggering. The loss of life, the pain, the agony, the suffering, the terrible deaths that they have caused through these injections to just get rid of people like rats, just feed half the planet rat bait. And the media are a reflection of this satanic, dark and putridly evil and corrupt demonic system. Every single fucking one of them, I don't care who they are disgusting putrid filth. And they and that is something that I'll always know. And it doesn't make me you know, like, I don't let it get to me. It's just the truth. I'm just being honest. Here's a good article tonight from John Rappaport's blog. It's really interesting. Just goes along with what I've been saying here, and he's such a clinical writer. This is entitled Pandemico, Movie of the Mind. I haven't posted this yet, but I'll try and get it up tonight if I can. This movie has been produced in many ways, in many minds. In all cases, the theme is the same. Do not live your life out in the open. Instead, obey all restrictions, shut it down. Believe in the dangers you're told to believe in. In the final analysis, this movie was a box office hit because most people gave in. Their fears may have hooked into different parts of the COVID narrative, but the deciding factor was fear. A nation, a world paralyzed by fear. And yes, lurking in the background, or in some countries, in the foreground, was the fact that the state had cops and guns and detainment facilities. I've spent many hours detailing that at one time the citizenry would have risen up en masse and rebelled against the state. They would have shrugged off pandemic declarations. They would have risked everything to keep living their lives out in the open, because at one time freedom meant more. The individual meant more. People making up their own minds meant more. Predatory groups organized to cut themselves in on a piece of the government pie meant less, like the media. All these groups, from BLM to climate change, demand less freedom. That is their unspoken bottom line. And their justifications for this demand are bogus and fabricated. They're basically friends of the state, like the media, right? And they're using fear. And readers who have been with me for a long time know that in 1988, I started warning people that the medical cartel was the most dangerous cartel in the world. It was seeking medical dictatorship. I knew that in 1988, because I was meeting radical natural health advocates, tough, smart, resilient people, they had been warning about medical dictatorship for previous 20 and 30 years. When I saw what my research on a phantom virus called HIV was proving, I knew civilization was in for some very rough times. All sorts of medical fantasies would be used to destroy freedom. As Ben Franklin made clear, people were willing to trade that freedom for a false sense of security. Wow. The past 2 years have proved this in spades. Really true, isn't it? So true. They're willing to trade everything up for a false sense of security. And that's what happened in Australia in bucket loads. You know, these premiers, they locked down the borders, they offered them this fake security. And the people within those states gave up all their freedoms and all their health freedoms. And they got these inoculations so the state could protect them. But they also prove something else. There is a limit to what people will take. So I write this piece to say the restrictions could be coming again. And if they do, we don't need another 2 years to realize what the game really is. We have to say no from the get-go, right from the start. We have to put fear aside and risk everything for freedom. It wouldn't be the first time people did, you know. Face it, we're all suffering from a false sense of security. Fortunately, we don't have to succumb. We can be the individuals we dream of being against whatever the state launches against us. There are beasts among us. It turns out that many of them have no faces. They are the reincarnation of men and women who sat at desks and signed warrants for the death camps. Gambling that life without freedom can still be a good life is a disastrous bet. In the founding documents of America, the Declaration of Independence, the Articles of Confederation, the Constitution, the idea of freedom was there, individual freedom with responsibility. Before the ink was dry, the attacks on freedom commenced. Freedom has been dented, battered, smashed, and yes, betrayed from all quarters, but it still stands and shines. Evil creatures want to bury it for good now. Their only fear is we won't let them. And very true. You know, these creatures, they fear us not letting them. and us in massive numbers standing up and saying no. So apparently, these WHO and World Health Organization zealots are meeting again, and they're discussing right now the monkeypox outbreak. Is it serious enough to start, implementing these measures again around the world? So it's very crazy times, isn't it? who knows? But, when we the people wake up, when we really wake up, it's all over, isn't it? And that was a good quick piece on how fear rules, how they're using fear, and how the media are just like a pipe for the system itself. So they create these pipes, sewer pipes, and they just pump this sludge out into the public mindset. This is an interesting one from IN5D. Just scroll down here. When the dimensional shift happens. By Terry Wade. The dimensional shift will change the molecular structure of your body, because that is the only way you can make this transition. Your body must become less dense. We're currently being prepped for it in various ways. The day of purification. When the dimensional shift happens, we'll experience the third dimensional state of consciousness recede away. When this happens, we will start to see synthetic materials begin to disappear that are not of the natural world. In my opinion, they will not disappear all at once. It will depend on what they're made of. When the grid of third dimensional consciousness begins to break down, along with the magnetic field, this is when these synthetic materials will disappear. What so many don't know is that axis and grid changes have been happening for millions of years. This is why there are no manufactured items from previous civilizations that are of synthetic material, which is ironic because these past civilizations were much more advanced than ours. The fact that objects start to disappear, especially to those who are and have been completely oblivious to the changes happening on this planet, who also don't understand what's happening to themselves, begin to go crazy. This is why very advanced civilizations built massive structures out of stone. These structures make it through the dimensional changes and remain there. When this third dimensional interface occurs, you will notice the colors of the objects won't match in ways you've been used to. It will boggle your mind. The galactics that have been monitoring this shift are hoping for a gradual movement through this interface. It's interesting interface, isn't it? You will be able to watch this change happen for only a short time before the magnetic field completely collapses. Your field of view and vision will disappear, and you will find yourself in sort of a black void. The third dimensional consciousness will be gone for you. It is said some people will fall asleep and start dreaming for 3 to 4 days. The proverbial 3 days of darkness. This is a natural process, and we've done it in many, many times, but fear will be an issue for some humans on the third dimensional level. How many times did we mention this? That they're keeping these we're being kept down in the third dimensional level like quicksand, and it's fear is being used to do that, so we just can't get out. And so we're going to a fourth dimensional state, a change, and that's why we're seeing all this now. COVID, everything that's happening, the wars, everything that's going on, it's this desperate attempt to keep us down, bogged down in third dimensional darkness and in ignorance and in fear. But they can't. They can't. But some people, you know what I mean? Even when this change happens, they still won't see it. They won't see it. I guess they'll see what they want to see. So during this process, you might be all of a sudden, remember, you have done this before. Like a deja vu, right? As the fourth dimensional world comes into perception, light comes back again. You will be in a world unlike you've never seen before. Although you just haven't been able to remember because of the erasing of our memory. It will be a brand new place, all the colour, shapes, textures. It will be new to you. There are a lot of similarities when you shift worlds, but this one, you will shift as you not as an infant, as you not as an infant, and probably minus your clothes, depending on what they're made of. The human race, as is, cannot live without an electromagnetic field. When this field collapses, it will bring in a whole new reality for us. This is why this is not in news. Hence the shift. Of course not. You won't see this in Koshi in the morning on sunrise, will you? You won't see this on the National 9 News at 6 p.m. every night. What do? They pump out fear to keep you bogged down and blinded from the truth. We are going to show you a whole new world. Those who are blind will soon see the light. A beautiful, brave new world lies ahead. We take this journey together, one step at a time. Nothing can stop what is coming. And I thought that was an interesting article because there is a shift. And that's why I always say, yeah, it's scary times and troubling and everything, but it's fascinating and it's very special times. And that's why... That's why this darkness is trying to reach out and drag us down under the swamp, you know. And pretty soon, it's just people are not going to buy it anymore. They're going to look beyond it, you know, and they're going to start to reconnect and recognize who they really are. And that's when this system, because it can only... function in this third dimensional realm, and as we said, it's creating these frequencies, you know, as well, with the 5G and everything like that. It's poisoning us, it's crippling us, it's brainwashing us, but it can't stop this dimensional shift. I was reading about this in the 90s. I have books on it. And it's all come true. They're not telling the kids this in school either, are they? They're not telling this to the kids in school. A couple of articles here about this from the Tribune. In the United States, a sheriff says that drag queens' genitals were exposed at a family-friendly event, and the MSM are completely ignoring it. So basically the schools and all of this, they're bringing in these drag queens to dance in front of little kids. I am sure you have all seen the images of Patriot Front members being arrested behind the U-Haul, which they were using to travel to a family friendly drag queen event in Idaho in order to protest it. Many people believe this group to be full of feds or dupes unknowingly working for the feds. I have previously exposed them for their support of white Sharia and other toxic ideas. Right now they are being used by the mainstream media to distract from the drag queen event, getting people to focus on evil white supremacists. Instead, exactly what the media are doing in Australia. If you're white, of European heritage in this country, you're an evil Nazi extremist. I've been hearing it all from the news. The Jewish supremacists reporting on the arrests do not want us to know about the criminal perversion the police were protecting. Wow. And Sheriff Bob Norris of Kootenai County has announced an investigation into allegations that one of the drag queen performers may have exposed his genitals to the crowd at the event where children were in attendance. The Kootenai County Sheriff's Office has been made aware of a performance that occurred during the recent Pride in the Park event, wherein a dancer's genitals may have been exposed. We've got this in Australia every year on steroids. It's called the Gay and Lesbian Mardi Gras. And this has nothing to do with, you know, gay and lesbian people who live their lives like any of us do. This is a perverted and disgusting event with an agenda behind it. It's driving it. And this is what they do. And parents take their kids there and they expose their genitals to them all the time and their asses and all of this. I've been covering this for years. The police department has initiated an investigation into this incident. The police has primary law enforcement responsibilities within the city jurisdiction, and the county sheriff's office will assist them in any capacity if requested. And I don't think any action will be taken against these drag demons. But, you know, yeah. The message that the mainstream media is sending out is very clear. If we oppose degenerate men in makeup showing their genitals to children, then you're pretty much a terrorist that deserves to be in prison. And that's true. That's true. Here's another one from the Tribune. I bring this up because we need to protect our children more than ever. I said that, especially in Australia in the next 3 years, with what we are now facing in the government in this country. Fox News airs segment endorsing and encouraging child transgenderism. By Chris Manahan. Fox News on Friday night ran a long segment for LGBTQ plus Pride Month, praising the extraordinary courage a California family showed by transitioning their 5-year-old daughter into their son. Fox News encouraged other families to follow in their footsteps and do the same in order to create more love. Fox News actually ran an entire segment endorsing trans surgery for children. This isn't one of those wacky weekend hosts either. This is from Fox News Republican stable Dana Perino. And there's a video. As part of our America Together LGBTQ plus Pride Month series at Fox News, we highlighted the story of Ryland Whittington, a trans California teen, and his family who openly spoke about their journey. Fox News reported. Brian Lennis said, Whittington's mother, Hillary, said she suspected her daughter was trans before she could even speak. In order to appeal to their conservative audience, Fox News hyped the family's alleged conservative faith and played clips of the mother claiming they were enacting God's will by transitioning their daughter. So you can see the media are using this family with this young daughter, and they're blowing it up to this. We can see what they're doing. So they're abusing this family. As part of our America Together LGBTQ Pride Month series at Fox News, we highlighted the story of this family, a trans Californian teen and his family who openly spoke about their journey. The segment was produced by Fox News senior producer Melissa Trice and delivered by neocon propagandist Dana Perino, the former press secretary for George W. Bush and gay conservative reporter Brian Lennis. Lennis hailed the courage it took Ryland to tell his story, particularly at a time when transgender issues have been politicised. What an extraordinary courage displayed by Ryland, his sister, father Jeff, and mum Hillary. Lennis said at the end of the segment, "I want to thank the families for speaking to us. It is not easy, particularly at a time when transgender issues have been polarised. Politicized, he continued, "People are afraid of what they don't understand. This family hopes their story will lead to more understanding and more love. If people understood what so-called sex change operations entailed, they'd actually be more afraid, not to mention sickened and disturbed. All this propaganda targeting children is going to lead to this more misery, suicides and mass shooters. These people are clearly nutcases." So, you know, there's a lot of things that come into play here with these children. And children who are very young like this, they can be very impressionable, you know. And this is what we're saying. They're pushing these ideologies in the schools now, on the young girls in particular, you know, and to make them lesbians and everything. And I understand that, you know, some girls may be like this and that's their path that they choose, but this is something that is being pushed onto kids into us in through the school curriculums. You know, they're enforcing it onto kids. So this is wrong when they're doing this, absolutely wrong. So these people have really gone insane, indeed. It just really is incredible. Just defies belief. This attack on our children, and I'll link that in anyway. Yeah, you know, a lot of people are going to be gay, you know, and attracted to the opposite sex, and believe me, they're going to be just as disgusted with all of this than we are. And they're on our side. We have to understand there's a dark tide behind all of this, an agenda. And this is not right. They're targeting children. They're trying to sexually confuse them at a very young age when they're very vulnerable. And this must be stamped out with all our authority and our violence and rage. Because they're grooming children for pedophiles. Let's have a look at some of the mixed articles. Oh yeah, actually I'll cover this one because I'm on that track. Let me bring this up. I covered this the other night, and this gives you a perfect example of what I'm saying here. Because this is not about people who are just living with same-sex partners, you know, and working and enjoying their lives because they're attracted to the same sex. This is not about that. So don't confuse it. This is about sickness, you know, at its worst. That's what this is about. People behind all of this are extremely, extremely sick. And they're going to use people, and they're going to try to suck them down and distort them. In Sydney or Australia, for example, there's no reason for people who are gay to go to these LGBTQ plus gay Mardi Gras, you know, with guys dressed up in leather and dressed up as women waving their dicks around. It's absolutely ridiculous in children's faces. There's no need for anybody to go to these events. There's no need for people to be treated any differently than anyone. We just get on with our lives and we live our lives. These people are the ones that are making a big drama about everything, so we can't trust them, obviously. The alarm bells are going off. Look at this. This one I saved, forgot to cover the other night. From a website called Reddix. Nothing that I would ever follow, but it was an interesting article. Queer. Academics suggest pedophilia be taught in schools as an innate sexuality. A professor of ethics at Oslo Metropolitan University in Norway has called to legalize AI-generated child pornography, claiming that pedophilia should be seen as an innate sexuality that requires destigmatization. Olli Martin Moen, a gay man who identifies as queer, currently serves as a member of the advisory board on Norway's patient organization for gender incongruence, PKI. What the fuck does that mean? He's a gay man, so he likes being with dudes. But he identifies as a queer. So that does that give you a ticket to be just a fucking monster? Is that what you're saying, mate? Is this what they're saying? Because if you're a gay man and you like to be with other men, and you, as I said, you live your life and you don't disturb anyone and you just live it like we all are, what's the problem with that? But you're not. You're identifying as a queer, which means you're a creature of the night. You're like a spider crawling around that can do all these ghastly things, right? Is that what you're saying? And why are they creating all these patient organization for gender incongruence, PKI, social political lobby groups for trans rights? What the fuck is this? Do I have that for just being me and having a wife and a kid? I mean, do I? Do I have this? Do I have a lobby group for Adam that we meet every week and we talk about our rights? I mean, all of us are just living and working and paying the bills. If you're gay, just fucking be gay. Who cares? I don't give a shit. Be gay. Nobody cares. Why the need to create all these groups and make a big fucking drama about it? That's my problem. According to their official website, PKI's purpose is to provide access to gender-affirming treatment to the public regardless of factors like non-binary identity, sexual practice, or having other diagnoses. Moen has also served as academic counsel at Civita, Norway's largest liberal think tank, since 2015. So they've all got backgrounds, right? Recently, he targeted Christina Ellingsten, a Norwegian feminist who is facing a police investigation and a potential sentence of 3 years in prison for tweets in which she stated that men cannot be lesbians. You have just entered the Twilight Zone. Moen has repeatedly harassed the Twitter account of Women's Declaration International Norway, making false claims about the nature of the investigation against Ellingsten. I've got one question. What the fuck is going on in Norway? Can anyone tell me? Do I have any listeners in Norway? Come on the podcast if you would like to. I'm inviting you on. And I would love to have a discussion about what the fuck's going on in Scandinavia and Sweden and these places. Let us know. You got such a beautiful land around you. You've got such a beautiful country. These are really great, good-looking, fantastic people. I mean, this is a great part of the world. I mean, how beautiful Norway. I haven't been there, but I hear it and I look and I see it's just, it looks absolutely beautiful. What's with all this? I don't understand. Is there too much plastic being consumed there? Is there something in the water? I don't understand. What's going on in Norway, man? But while Moen believes Ellingston's ideas on transgenderism are worth criminal prosecution, his own academic history would likely be considered far more disturbing to the average person. Pedophilia is bad, but how bad is it? And in what ways and for what reasons is it bad? What do you reckon, folks? Is it bad to rape a baby or a five-year-old girl? In what ways is that bad, folks, to rape a child and have sexual intercourse with a little 4 or 5 year old child? Explain it to me. See, this is what they're doing. And he wrote a paper in 2015 entitled "The Ethics of Pedophilia," which was then republished in 2018. In the Palgrave Handbook of Philosophy and Public Policy, a textbook available at universities across the world. In this paper, it is argued that pedophilia is bad only because and only to the extent that it causes harm to children, and that pedophilia itself, as well as pedophilic expressions and practices that do not cause harm to children, are morally all right, reads the abstract. Moen details arguments for and against adult child sex before ultimately coming to the conclusion that adult child sex is not categorically very harmful, but may result in risks of children being harmed. He offers a quick disapproval of penetrative adult child sexual relations, but goes on to make statements that defend pedophilia as an innate sexual orientation, comparing the desire to sexually abuse children to homosexuality. And this is why people that I mentioned before, you know, folks who are just gay and living their lives, you need to be on our side here. We all need to work together to fucking hang these bastards, man, because they're trying to pervert everybody. We must appreciate that sexual attraction towards children is often a deep and integral part of pedophiles' personalities, he writes, while suggesting that pedophiles should not be held responsible for their actions, as many pedophiles are ignorant of the truth that adult child sex exposes children to harm. I've got to have a belt of brandy to continue here. I'd like to just strangle this fucking little shit, you know? He argues that pedophiles who do not sexually abuse children should be praised for their admirable willpower, and says that condemning pedophiles for their attraction should be considered unjust. The academic claims that many of us have been pedophiles at one point and presents a bizarre argument that most people experience sexual attraction to children when they themselves were children. This guy, or this thing, he really needs to be locked up. When you were 11, why 11? Why the 1-1? It is not unlikely that you were sexually attracted to other children. The mental state of finding children sexually attractive is very common, he says. Continuing youngness, the property children have in excess, is a property that, when present to a lesser extent, is widely considered sexually attractive. As such, what makes pedophiles diverge from others is that they prefer more youngness than does the average person. So this guy's a pedophile, and a creep and a perverted demon. And here he is publishing books and papers and PDFs and working for universities because he's an academic, he's a scholar. He's a pedophile. But perhaps most disturbingly, Moen has called for information on pedophilia to be taught in schools, suggesting a certain percentage of high school students have an innate pedophilic sexual identity. To prevent harm to future children, we would also be well advised to start teaching high school students not just what to do in case they are victim of sexual abuse, but also what to do in case they themselves are pedophiles. In a certain percentage of high school students either are or will become pedophiles, and currently they are not given any advice on how to handle their sexuality. So basically, this disgusting creature, he is saying that a lot of school students are actually pedophiles. Boys. They're pedophiles, but they don't know it, and they need help in order to, you know, give them advice on how they can handle being a pedophile, so they can put them out in the world and they can go and rape kids. Don't forget, folks, that pornography, which is all over the internet, Pornhub, all of these ones, it's making men into pedophiles. It's a machine turning men into pedophiles. That's what it's about. Abusing women and being a pedophile. That's what pornography is. That's why it's being pumped out there. It is so violent. And completely okay. I can't even have a channel on YouTube to put my podcasts up. But a kid can just go boom, boom, boom on the keyboard or on his phone and look at this pornography of young girls who look like they're 13, 14 years old being raped by guys that look like they just got out of prison with Grim Reaper tattoos all over their arms and skulls everywhere, like grabbing the back of their heads and all of this and anally raping them and gang raping them. And that's okay. That's fine. The experts and this guy say that that's fine. That's all good. But I can't put podcasts up on YouTube. I can't have a Facebook account. I can't have any of these accounts because I'm violating their community standards. Yet there's documentaries out there who go into schools and they talk to young people about pornography they're watching, and the main two that they're watching is animal bestiality sex and anal rape sex. And when they're asked where they got it, Facebook. But I have a Facebook account where I'm posting Crasfile stuff and podcasts and things. They ban me because I'm violating their community standards. But the general dummy out there can't see what's really going on here. They hate us. They see us as the enemy. You know, we're conspiracy theorists. You wear a tinfoil hat. You're a bad person. You're an anti-vaxxer. You know. And they support this. They have no idea what's really going on behind the curtain of life here. This is just absolutely sick. Absolutely sick. Normalizing abuse and abuse of young children. That's what this is doing. He's talking about minor attraction and how it's really a deep part of our sexuality. that all of us, you know, that would mean me, that deep down, even though I don't admit it outwardly, you know, that deep down, I'm actually, I want to have sex with little kids. That's what he's saying, that it's in everybody. Oh, man. It is just, and you, I don't have any words. I don't have any words for this. But as I've been saying on this podcast since I started, these, and there's a picture of this guy. There's a picture of this guy. He's a young kid. He's still got pimples. He's sick. He's sick. I'll put the article link in. You can have a look at his milky eyes and the black bags under his eyes and the pimples and the white off-coloured greyish skin. This is a sick person. You know, and who knows why he is like this and what happened to him in utero possibly. But these young people, man, boy, they're just so sick. It's so sad. Now, did I? Just going to look for a... Okay. Here's another one I saved. From Independent News Network by Nick Holt. Just a little one that was put up in the Kras members chat room. Radical left-wing academics teach students to have contempt for Western civilization. And it all ties up with what I've just been talking about, what's going on in universities and how careful parents need to be sending your kids to universities, because you're not sending your kid to a university anymore to go and learn a trade. Possibly in shadow form you are. But what you're doing is you're sending your children into concentration centers, into concentration camps, where they're teaching all of this. It's, you know, and it's mass brainwashing. Mass brainwashing. Psychosis. Universities were once a place where ideas could be expressed freely without consequence, no matter how silly, contentious, or sensitive those ideas may have been. A lot of brainstorming, things like this. But a lot has changed in the last few years on campus, or Rockefeller campuses. Identity politics is now more important than the pursuit of truth. Students and staff who don't toe the company line or left-wing progressive agenda are seen as dissenters. Think how we think and you'll be fine. Do what you're told and you're okay. If you're a conservative, a Christian, or God help you both, you could find your worldview and value system mocked, ridiculed, criticized, and silenced, or even punished by the very institution that should protect it. In short, universities have become hostile environments for freedom of speech, unless, of course, it's the right speech, yeah? Recently, the Institute of Public Affairs reviewed the content of 746 undergraduate subjects offered by 35 Australian universities. Just to let you know, folks, this is from Australia. The report showed that a greater number of history subjects focused on identity and sexuality than on enlightenment and democracy. Overall, 244 subjects focus on identity, while only 241 focused on the essential core topics in the history of Western civilization. Quite a scary thought. We can see how they're taking over. And this is happening in all schools, primary schools, high schools, everywhere. I'm telling you, completely normal kids are coming out homosexual, lesbian, all of this, wanting to change genders. They're obsessed with climate change. And so this is a massive cult. It's a massive cult that's been created on planet Earth through schooling systems and universities. And it's very, very sick. It's happening right now. Right now, folks. Boy. What do you do as a parent? You want the best for your children, and you want your children to have an education. You want them to grow up strong and confident and have a good job and raise a family of their own. All that's been corrupted now. This is why homeschooling is so important. You know, and homeschooling is really important because what you need to do is you actually need to do work as a parent to focus on something that your child is good at. Everybody is here for something. We all came back for something, right? I'm back for this. But if you will, my proxy self lives my day-to-day, my day-to-day life, and I go along. But I know what's important, and I never lose track of that. We are back for this. But in this realm, we have to move along to get along. And we have to put clothes on our back and food in our bellies, and we have to, you know, make our way through this this lifetime. And to do that, you have to, you know, create another self, and you, in a way, you know, if I can just say it like that, and you have to work and bring some fake money in so you can continue. But here I am doing this, and here you are listening to this. So this is what we're doing, and this is the deeper calling, and this is why I've come back. I know I have. And I can't stop, and I won't stop. And it's just getting more intense. Because we're aware and awake to the system, and we're understanding our true selves. And this is why we're here. To learn and unlock the puzzle, you know. We've forgotten, that's all. Everything's there. Everything's there waiting. It's always been there. We've just drifted out to sea and we've forgotten who we are. And now we're working our way back to who we really are. We're there. We're just doing it. To make that connection. And It's just like sleeping in a comfortable bed on an amazingly comfortable pillow. We're coming back home. We're reeling ourselves in. Just think of fishing for your own shadow. That's what you're doing. You're reeling yourself in to be whole again because you've forgotten who you really are. And that's what this life is about, and that's why I'm here, to make that connection again, because this is just part of our work. You know, just think of when you die as dreaming. You know, it's nothing to fear. You're stepping back in the pool. You're putting your toe back in the pool to do this, and it's all of it. It's about remembering who we are. Isn't that simple? I'll toast to that. You don't have to go out and find yourself. There's nothing to find. All you have to do is remember who you really are. And that doesn't come in one motion. It's incremental and it's slow and it happens over lifetimes possibly. But in this lifetime, right now, in this moment, right now, we are returning to the source. And we are finally at that point where we are remembering who we really are. It's no magic trick. It's just natural, man. You know? And once you make that connection with your higher dimensional self, once that connection is made and you realize who you really are, then the sky's the limit. Once you return after the death experience. And I feel like that is a wonderful thing. Here I am, here you are, in your bodies, in my body, and we're living this life and we're making our way through using the tools around us in any way that we can, but we're doing it in a good way as to not pervert the system. And at the end of our lives, when we pass over, this is going to make all the difference, because this is what we came back for. Or this is what I came back for. Because now I see finally the system for what it is. And I don't hate it. And I'm not angry about it. And I'm not going to get depressed about it. I can see it for what it is. And that's why I'm doing this and I'm talking to you guys right now. And why you're listening. And why we have to talk to everyone around us about this. Because all these poor souls, they're just late in the game. And they've come back into this earth realm. And they've been almost, if you will, instantly tricked back into this game of fear. And it's captured them again. Possibly later on. Because a lot of them are young. You know, they're very young in these universities. They may catch on with the years, you know, really having a family. When you're a man and your wife gives birth to your child, it just changes everything. And that really, it's like a lightning bolt in the head. When you bring a human being onto this earth, you see things differently, and possibly these poor ignorant souls, they've just been brainwashed by massive amounts of propaganda in these universities, and they think that they're getting an education, but they're not, they're going the wrong way. But let's hope they come around and they see the truth. Because now that we know the truth, we can't go back, because we know the truth. We've reached our destination. We have arrived. And no matter how ugly this gets, we will keep investigating and reporting on this and learning from it and working out how we can be better. That's the most important thing, because there's a lot of ugliness here all around us. Every time you walk outside your door, there's a lot of ugliness, but there's also a lot of beauty. And it's up to us to compute all that and break it all down and work our way forward. And, you know, and can't get lost in the game again. But, you know, when my little girl was born, I did everything humanly possible to make sure that there was a safe and loving passage, you know? And that happened. There was no trauma. It was a fantastic pregnancy and a great birth. And the next morning, we were out of there and home. You know? And that little one, right up until this point of 6.5 years old, has had a safe and perfect upbringing. And that's got nothing to do with money, fancy clothes, toys, nothing. Just absolute love and understanding. I kept their fucking poisons out of that child's body, and it's my greatest achievement. And I am absolutely so happy that I did that. Because my parents didn't do that for me. And it's because they didn't understand. But now I understand. And she's going to understand. And this is how we breed better people and aware and awake people. And I look at this little one. And it's amazing. She gets it. Already she's getting it. It's just so great to see. You know, when we raise aware and awake children, it's just the greatest feeling ever. You know, because not only are we arriving at our destination, we're having little ones, and we're able to make it so they have already arrived at their destination at a very young age. And that is how we evolve, if you will. All these people putting their kids in schools and they're de-evolving, and then they're putting them into these universities and they're just gone, and they're being brainwashed. And it's sad to see, but it's just all part of the game of life as we move forward here. We're just all at different levels in the game, folks. And if you're a member and you're listening to me rant and rave tonight on this podcast, and you understand what I'm saying, and even if you want to add more, we get it. We get it. And what you What I definitely get is that we've been here so many times before. You can understand that, right? There's no way. There's just absolutely no way that this is the only lifetime that I have participated in. It's not just written in your face and in your palms and your memories. It's just the way it is. This is not the only lifetime I've lived. There's no way. I just sense it. I know it. So why am I back here again at this point in history? And why am I here talking to you about this? Hey? And why are you listening? It's where we have arrived at our destination. We have reconnected with who we really are. That's it. And it's an amazing feeling. We're in touch with ourselves again. We could have, you know, we may have searched for ourselves for lifetimes. And then finally, at this point, right now, listening to me babble away here on this podcast, we are finally connected, reconnected with ourselves, and we are where we need to be. And we are, and we know that because we're aware of the system. And that's all the information that you need to know. You're aware of the system. You know? And that's it. That's how you know you've arrived at your destination, folks. Once you start being critically aware of the system, you've arrived. I'm telling you. Because I have friends and family. They're great people. They're so nice. They'll do anything for you. They kind of understand it. They're just not there yet. Who knows? Maybe another lifetime or two. I don't know. But they're not there yet, folks. We are. You and I. Right now. How fucking amazing is that? That's all the game has been about. Once we've reconnected, then the next time will probably be a much bigger role and a more important role. All of us, you and me right now, we will meet again. We will meet again. We are all interconnected. We all know each other. That's the thing. You are here listening to me right now because we know each other, and that's fantastic. I love it. It's absolutely great. And very important times. I'm sorry for babbling, folks. And, you know, it's just something that I'm just being honest. And looking at all this news, it's really important to me. It's really important to break down every single thing that I read in the day, and all these nasty, terrible, ghoulish things that these freakish people are doing. It's really important. Everything that's going on is important to me, because everything that I see, no matter how wicked and bad, it is really critical in that we, you know, we work this out and we can see what's really going on here as we progress and things speed up. Because I feel like I'm just being downloaded now. With information and everything that they try, we can see it. Every little trick they try. I can turn on the news for 5 seconds, and I'm not smarter than anyone else. I have a shit job. I get paid peanuts. I live in a shitty house. Not kidding. I have very, I, look, you know what I mean? And I have people around me who have amazing houses and jobs, and they're fucking stupid. And you know what? That's their trip in this life. Good on them. Good on them. If you know, if that's where they're at, then that's fine. There's no connection whatsoever with these people. They are they're gone. I just can't believe it. They turn on the news and they're just washed away in this propaganda. It's all that they believe. They will mock you. They will make fun of you. They will talk behind your back. And that's fine. Doesn't bother me. And I just look at them. I can't believe them. I listen to what they're saying and I can't believe it. It's worse than the news. They're going backwards from the news. In their own minds, they're creating propaganda that's more ignorant and worse than the actual news that they're watching, which shows me that they're kind of de-evolving. You know, they're going backwards. The news is actually making them dumber. But in society, which caters for these dumb people, they're actually going up the ladder and they're making more money and they've got big houses and all of this. But they're going backwards to me and us. In my life, I have maybe less and less, but I'm going further and further. Yeah, because I'm getting the bigger picture, man. Hey, no more zombies for us, man. We're flying forward. Absolutely. 100%, folks. Great to be here. If this doesn't go up tonight, it will be up on Thursday at some point. Anyway, just log on to the website and keep checking. There's always lots going up, isn't there? As we go forward here. And great to have you guys on deck with me here, out in the storm on the sea, as we fight our way through this downpour. And we're going to get there. We're going to get there. You know? And there's nothing to be afraid of. Nothing to be afraid of. It's like a little kid in his bed, as I always say, wanting the night light on or the lights off or the cupboard a little bit open and thinking there's monsters in there. There's nothing there, folks. No. There's nothing there. There's nothing to be scared of. Fear, it's all about fear. Fear is how this system is controlling us. And once we open up our hearts and we understand the fear and we understand who we really are and we make that connection, we've arrived at our destination. And that's the most critically important thing that I could ever offer on this podcast ever. This is why I started the podcast. Because this is where we all need to be. Yeah? And we're all going to get old and our bodies are all going to die. But we're not. We're not. And we're going to continue to greater roles. Believe me. We came back for this. So no matter how bad this gets, we will continue to break this down and continue to try to get as much information out as we possibly can to others who may be ready. They're balancing there. They're on the fence. They could go this way or that way. They're ready. They're ready. They're ready to receive. I know it, but are they going to be swept up in enough propaganda to tip them over back? Back into this game. I don't know. But boy, it's good to be here with you guys. It's fantastic to be here. It really is. It's absolutely fantastic. I'm ecstatic. I am. I am very proud and honored. That I've created this platform out of nothing, just wanting to do something and talk, and here I am. years and years later, still babbling on to you guys. And it's wonderful. It's absolutely wonderful. I wish that I could sit down with every single one of you guys individually and have a beer and something to eat and have a chat. It would be absolutely fantastic. But we are here in spirit. And we're using technology in a positive way to connect. And that's fantastic. There's nothing wrong with that. It's absolutely wonderful. And we're just going to continue, folks. So I'll be back again whenever. And there's more podcasts coming up with my guests. And some great shows coming up. Some great shows coming up. As well as these. And as I said, if you're a member and you plug in here and there and you miss some of these Nightwatch podcasts with Adam, just click on the blue banner, the members banner there, a little tab there at the in the toolbar at the top, near the top of the website, and you can bring down that menu and you can find all the podcasts there. If you want to catch up or go back and hear any other ones, let me know your thoughts on the podcast. That's what really is important to me as well, what you guys think. And if you want to add anything, always let me know, and we'll be back again soon, folks. Please take care, look after yourselves and your loved ones and your little ones, and we're going to get through this together. We're going to get through this, absolutely 100%, 100%, we're going to get through this. It's a wonderful world out there, and good times ahead, indeed. Chat again soon, folks.